holding off Pei Beis, a new pair of Ketzer Mishtatzvim. So it's really just Gemara we had yesterday, just last night, about gambling a little bit. Pesacha Bekuvya, that really they say that our gambling now is a little bit better. That a real Issa, you can't say it's Usser. Really, people that they don't really put the whole livelihood into gambling. You just do it for fun, or else you do it for terrorists like a business. Like if people play the stock market. That's like a business. Like just like a business, you know, you buy certain things and you want to sell them. So you're doing it with terrorist business. Every business you may lose and you may gain. That's not exactly 100% gambling. And then the first one say more or less, like it's hard to say that it's also to do, even stop gambling like today. But it's not nice to do it. Yeah. But the get to be a apostle Yedus, that's only if you have no other umnis. If that's the only thing you do, only you make all your money just gambling, then you're apostle Yedus. Is that the Mishnah? You can't say Mishtatfim, Vitchumim. How are you allowed to make an Eruv Vitchumim? If you want to make a Tchum, an Eruv, to carry out of the city. Now, one person wants to do it for a few people. He wants to put out a Nos Pas and be Mezakri to all the people. Is Maniach Es HaChovius, he can put out a Chovius of wine there, a lot of wine. It has enough for Shtei Sudis for a few people. For Yomer, and he says, Harei Zeh L'chol B'nei Iri. I'm making this Eruv Vitchum now, I'm putting it outside the city, 2,000 Amis, and I'm saying anybody in the city wants to rely on it, could rely on it. L'chol Mish Yelech L'beis Ovel or L'beis HaMishtem. His wife says they knew that it was an Ovel, somebody sitting Shiva outside the city, outside the Tchum, and some people want to go to see him. So he wanted to put an Eruv, anybody in the city wants to use it, because it's B'samech HaMai Eruv, I have enough food there for everybody. And Mela, it's as if everybody made their own Eruv with Chumim, that on Shabbos they could walk the extra 2,000 Amos. Or the base of Mishta, there was a Chasna there, also a Sudah Shom Mitzvah. So the Mishta says, V'chol Shekibbal Olam V'Boyjoyim. Now anybody in the city, if they were Makabal upon themselves before Shabbos, that we want to be B'samech on your Eruv, M'Boyjoyim is Mutter. Then it's Takechal, the Eruv is Chal. Misha Techshach, what about they first find out about it at night? In other words, it's true, somebody put down enough wine to everybody in the city. So he was mezakra to everybody. But we had before, you can't make an rubit chum mishleimi daita shalodim. You can't do it like without his das. So if he finds out about it before Shabbos, that somebody put an Erev there for me, then it's chal. Like if you're nicha with that Erev there, it's taka chal. What about you first find out about it at night? On Shabbos by night, it's too late, then osur. Then it's too late to be saying chanar and rubit chumim. Shein marv mishatechshach. Because the klal of a rubit chumim is it can't be chal at night. Erev chum dafka has to be chal meboy joim. Before Shabbos, you have to put your erev out in the city, outside. But here, when it was still Friday, you didn't know anything about it. So even though the other person was mezakirat to whoever wants to use it, but a rubit chumim is only good if you also are maskim, you have das to use it. Here you first find out about it on Shabbos, it's no good. We'll see about in the Gemara a little bit more. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef, Ein Ma'arvin Elu L'Dvar Mitzvah. You should know you're only allowed to make an Eruv Tchumim if you want to go L'Dvar Mitzvah. Now is that the Rabbanim gave you a heter to walk outside the city more than 2,000 Amis, it's only if you want to go L'Dvar Mitzvah. The Rashi says, Lo Yetiru Chachomim Lotzei Tchus Tchum Ayidei Eruv Elu L'Dvar Mitzvah. Only if you're going for L'Dvar Mitzvah. So the Gemara might come ask, well, what's the Chiddush of Rav Yosef Tanina? The Churat Sarayah for now Mishnah like that. Our Mishnah says, L'chol mi sheyelech lebeis ovel, or the beis mishta, that the person put down their rubit chumim and said, whoever wants to go to the beis ovel, that's a mitzvah to go see the beis ovel. Or else the beis mishta posha means a chasna. It's a mitzvah to go to a chasna. So the Mishnah's Chura says that for what purpose to go out of the city or allowed to make an Eruv? Only if it's l'dvar mitzvah. So the Gemara, no, for now Mishnah maybe there wouldn't be 100% raya. Mal de tema urcha de milsa katoni. Maybe for now Mishnah tell you that's the normal case. Normally, what do you want to go outside the city for? You have a good reason, like to go to chasna, go to beis ovum. Or then maybe it's lav davka dvar mitzvah, maybe if any purpose you want to go out to shubi mutam. Kamash Malon Rabbi Yosef knows that Rabbi Yosef holds, you only allowed to make rubit chumon le dvar mitzvah. And that's what we hold like that, vaistais. It's only mutal le dvar mitzvah. You want to go to shul, like mostly outside in the mountains, and you have to walk to shul is more than 2,000 amis, you're allowed to make it a rubit chum, and that's all called the dvar mitzvah. Yeah, right? V'chol shekibbal olam miboy joim, our Mishnah says, whoever hears about it, that somebody made an Erev, and you hear about it before Shabbos, then the Erev could be chal for you. As the Churzat Gemara, Shamat Minof, and our Mishnah, we have a raya, ain't Breira. You can't be samuch on the klal of Breira. Breira is pshat, that now you don't know about it. But later on Shabbos, when you find out about it, we say a svara huva double mafreya, as if to say you were nichu with it before Shabbos also. So why do you have to find out about dafka on Friday? Why isn't it good if you first find out or you first agree about it on Shabbos? And we should say huvra, that once you agree, it's mistama, you also wanted it before Shabbos also. So why shouldn't that be good? Have the Gemara, or the Gemara, diyesh breira, because if you do hold the klal from breira, tigla milsalam afreyam, divamoy jyoim hunichale. If the person says on Shabbos, like then he makes up his mind, yes, I want to go to walk tomorrow, more than 2,000 amis, so now Friday, on Shabbos by night, he's masking, I want the air to be chal for me. So why isn't it good? Let's say a sorrow from breira, that once you say yes now, it's like mistama, you also nicha about an era Shabbos, bein ashmashas. So chur the era should be chal. Have the Gemara a note, maybe there's no raya for now Mishnah. Omer Rav Ashi hoidiyuhu, v'loi hoidiyuhu ketoni. Our Mishnah, the Pshat is the person did not know about it at all. You first have to, the person has to realize that somebody made an error for me. That's what has to take place on Friday. Friday, whoever realizes it, that Reuven made an error of Tchum with anybody in the city. If he heard about it on Friday, now even though he wasn't Goma Badaita, he didn't say 100% yes, I want to use that Erev. He was Masupik about it Friday night. Then it would be kosher. Even the first Shabbos night or Shabbos morning, then he decides, yes, I want to use that Erev to be able to walk another 2,000 Amis. We would say the Sorah from Breira. That when you make up your mind on Shabbos, we say, Friday night, Bebein HaShemashos, you knew about the Erev. And at that time, you had a Suffolk if you should do it or not do it. So anytime you have a Suffolk at the beginning of Shabbos, we say, later on Shabbos, when you make up your mind, Vadai, it's as if that was your das at the beginning of Shabbos also. But that's only if you knew about that somebody made an error for you on Friday. But let's say, you Bechlal on Friday before Shabbos did not know that somebody made an error for you. Then it doesn't pass, there's no din of brera then. Because even you first find out about it on Shabbos, so what? So you find out on Shabbos about it, and you nicher on Shabbos. So what? We can't say, though, that since you're saying yes on Shabbos, it's as if you said yes before Shabbos. Because before Shabbos, you didn't know about it at all. So, it's not a shalom breira. It's a vod from hodiyu, Allah hodiyu. If you found out that somebody made an error for you on Friday, then even though you weren't masking, you didn't say like 100% yes, still you can make up your mind on Shabbos. Because we do say the Surah from breira. And usually we paskin on a shalom, the rabbonins, we paskin yesh breira. See, the halacha to go chutz tchum is only nisa the rabbonin. Therefore, we pass in yesh breira. So the Mishnah is saying, as long as you knew about it before Shabbos, then you can make up your mind on Shabbos. But v'lohi to you, if you bechlal did not know about that somebody made an error for you before Shabbos, then it doesn't help on Shabbos to make up your mind. So the Mar Omar Ravasi, Koton ben Sheish. We have a son that's 6 years old. Yoytze b'erev imay. You should know he's allowed to go out with the erev that his mother made. If his mother made an Arube Tchumin, that she's allowed to walk now out of the city another 2,000 Amis, the son can also walk also. So Rashi learns that Yotze Be'erev Imoy, Erev Imoy Liatzma, the mother made an Arube Tchumin for herself only. V'loi Zichse Loi Be'erev, and she didn't have a Farish Adas, like that part of the bread should belong to his son also. Still, the Chiddush is Molichosa Imo, that she's still allowed to walk with her son, Chusle Tchum. Take a Gufa Domi. A son that's only up till six years old is called like a part of the mother. The mistoma died your lay. Mistoma, the mother had to ask for the son also. The loy sagi lay belav imoy. Because the kid that's less than 6 years old can't manage without his mother. So the mother knows that if she's going to go out and walk more than a pay mama, mistoma, she wants the son to go with her. Because she has to take care of the son. So that's the chiddush. A cotton that's still ben shesh, only 6 years old, he's allowed to go out with the mother's erif. So the mother makes the other cash on this. Cotton should tzarech limoy. If a cotton that still needs his mother, then the klal is yoytze b'erev imoy. Then if the mother made an eruv etchumim to walk more than a payam amon, the son could also walk with the mother. V'shein tzarech limoy. What about a son that's old enough that does not need his mother? Then ein yoytze b'erev imoy. Even though the mother made the eruv, if she did not speak out specifically, my son also, the eruv doesn't help for the son, and only she could walk out of the tchum, and not a son. Now, Tana Nami Gabe Sukkah. We have the exact same halacha and we'll get it to Sukkah. Kihai Gavna, the same type of a case. Koton Shein Tzarech Limoy Chai V'Sukkah. If you have a Koton, a son, so a boy or a man is Mechuyiv in Sukkah, so if the Koton is old enough that he doesn't need his mother, Al Sukkah's Chinuch, he's also supposed to eat in the Sukkah. Mashenkin, if he's sarach limoy, then he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. Just like his mother doesn't eat in the sukkah, and he's just put him in a sukkah. So the son that needs her mother has a right to no din chinuch then. The son's allowed to eat home without, there's no mitzvah chinuch. Now we ask the question, how old is a son to say that he doesn't need his mother? He could go to the basic. He said he doesn't need his mother to wipe him. That's already called the katin shein tzorach limoy. At that age already, even though the mother eats in the house, there would be a mitzvah chinuch to let him eat in the sukkah. We have Shimon ben Lakish Omar kol shenir. Anytime a son wakes up, the ainu kari imoy, it doesn't right away call his mother. The ainu kari imoy. So the more ima saka daitich stam to call your mother. Kedelim nami kara. What's so difficult about that? Even older kids also, when they wake up, they need something. They ask the mother. Kids 9 years old, 10 years old, he also calls his mother. So that's not a riot to say you don't need your mother. The fact you wake up and you need something, you call your mother. An older person also calls his mother. Ela ema, say like this. Kol shenia mishnosa, so a kid that wakes up in the middle of the night, viena kari ima ima, means he doesn't stop calling his mother mother. Now, as a young kid, he keeps on crying, ma, 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 keeps on. An older kid already call once and wait till his mother comes. But the kid keeps on calling out, that's called the cut that needs his mother. So Rashi learns Pshat, Ela kol shenia mishnosa, he wakes up at night, viena kari ima ima, he doesn't call mother mother. One trait is he doesn't cry until the mother comes. His little kid calls him on the mother, doesn't come, he keeps on crying, keeps on saying, ma, 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 ma. That's called still a baby that needs his mother. But once the kid has enough das for it to call out one time, ma, and he waits till his mother comes, that's called the kon that doesn't need his mother. Or the other girsur is the loyaniach. Alright. He doesn't wait. He doesn't, alright, same thing. You have that's called ain't sarach limay. That's called he doesn't need his mother. Now, the kama, how old is this? How old is a son called that he doesn't need his mother? Then a meila will be mechuyev as mitzvah chinuch in the sukkah. Or who adin if the mother makes an eruv, he cannot go out with his mother's eruv anymore. Kvar arba, kvar chamish, between 4 and 5 years old. So chur tzakasha, the first man the yama. You're saying till 6 years old, and here it says Claude that the age of 4 and 5 is not called sarach limoy anymore. So tzakasha and Rabasi. Rabasi said, kotin ben sheish. Even though he's 6 years old, he's still called Tzorach Limoy. And here it says, no, 4 or 5, Rashi says, Korolei ain't Tzorach Limoy. Kol chad l'fum churfei. It depends how sharp, now how much a kid matures. Some kids do it at 4, some do it at 5 first. Alma kol ponim chihebe bar chomish, boy l'schuyei. When he comes 5 years old, then you have to make his own Erev Tchumah for him. You have to mezaka for him. Utzfei mi bar dalad le korolei Tzorach Limoy, the leipuk. And once he's more than 4 years old, if he's a smart kid, he's not called Tzorach Limoy, that he can't go out with his mother's Erev. So the Kasha and Rabasi said a clear shear until 6. Now the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef Brei the Ravidi, Ki Komer Rabasi, that's what Rabasi said 6 years old, Pagayin She'irvo Olav Ovuz Litzofim, Vima Lidorim, that's the Shaila. The father made an Erev one way, and the mother made an Erev to go the other way. Here we said that Filo Bar Sheish, even though he's 6 years old, Nami Bitzav Sadimon Ichaleid. He would rather go with his mother than his father. So that's the Shaila. They both of them made an error for the son. The Shaila, which one is the son Ichaleid? So Rashi says, Omer Rav Yeshua, Vadai Kamrit, Ben Hei Eni Yoitzar Chiyarv Olav. Once he's 5 years old, he can't use his mother Erevs anymore. That's true. Rabasi Nami, I Rabasi said at 6 years old, he can still use his mother's Erev. There he's talking about Bishir Ve'ima Olav. Ravasi is talking about that the mother Takim had beferish adas to make an error for her son. Not the pshat is that the mother only made it for herself. And that we say once he's 5 years old, he can't go out with his mother's error. No, we're talking about now even in the case that the mother made beferish the error for the son also. So what's the chiddush here? Kamash from London, Rashi. The ear of Olav Ovid, the Ruach Acheris, Bosar Imay Shadinile. Let's say the father tomorrow wanted to go to shul on the Sofen side, and the mother wants to go to shul on the Marav side. So they made two different Erevs. So the Shaila, which one does the son go after? That's the Chiddush, the son goes after the mother. Up until 6 years old. When he's still 6 years old, he still needs his mother more than his father, therefore he goes after his mother. But if the mother did not make an Erev for the son, only for herself, then once the son is 4 or 5, he cannot use the mother's Erev anymore. He can't go across the Tchum. Meisvei. Kotin shetzaruch limoy,
A kohen that still needs his mother, yoytze b'erev imoy. He's allowed to go out, walk out with his mother's erev, even though she only made it for herself. Still, the son is called to gufay. He could also walk out of the tchum with his mother's erev. Ad ben sheish. Here it says klo until ben sheish. Here's a churat yufta, Rabbi Yeshua. Bar Ravidi. It's a tiyufta. A churat a tiyufta on them. Here it says klo until ben sheish. Not this year, 4 and 5. So it's a tiyufta on them. For the moral lamet, here, but tiyufta the rabbas. Remember, it's a kashin rabbas yoso. The moral malach rabbas, no. Ad viyad v'chlal. Even though it says ad ben sheish, mashma only until 6. A mashma of the 6th year, no good. And the Rabbasi says even the 6th year is good. So I can tell you the klal is ad viyad v'chlal. Up until 6, and the 6th year is also included. 6 years old is also still called Tzarech Limoy, that he could go out with his mother's Erev, and Hu Adin, he is not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah then, there's no mitzvah chinuch yet, he can still sit in the house, eat with his mother inside. But Zomar Leimet, Yabba Tuchsut, Rav Yanev, Resh Lakish, maybe now it's even a kasha in Rav Yanev and Resh Lakish, that they before said the shear was 4 and 5, Zchur should be kasha. He's up until now, it's only kasha where Rabbi Shua wanted to answer this kasha. That's where Rabbi Shua wanted to answer to say, with Tomadafki, you made an Erev, but without an Erev, no. First, we slugged up Rabbi Shua even without making an Erev. You see, 6 is good. But now, the Chur, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yana and Resh Lakish, that they said the shear before was either 4 years old, if he's very good, smart, or else 5 by normal. And here it says Ben Sheish. So the Mara name, Loi Kasha. Ha de Isa Yavua b'mosa, ha de la Isa Yavua b'mosa. Depends. If the father is home, so then we say, since the father is still at home, if the kid is already 4 or 5, that's not called Tzarech Lima anymore. Even though the mother has the right to walk Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos, she made an error for herself. If the son is 4 and sharp, he is not allowed to walk with his mother. This Bryce says, Tola Bench Bar Sheish, Tola 6 years old, still he could go with his mother. Nafkuminer is, who's home? If the father is home in the house, then it's not so gefelich. Then the father will take care of the son. So once the kid is 4 years old, then he can't go with his mother anymore. He has to stay home with his father. Marshenkin, if there's no father in the house, so then when the mother goes away, if the kid is not 6 years old yet, he can't take care of himself. That's called Tzarech Limoyd. Then he is allowed to walk Chutz L'Tchum with his mother. Therefore, there's no stira. If the father is home, then we say after 4 years old, he can't go with the mother anymore. If the mother didn't make beferish the area for the son. But if the father is not home, then this bride says until 6, he can still go after his mother. Tana Rabbonin. Marav Odom Ayidei Benoi Ubito Yaktanim. A person can make an Erev, Ayidei Benoi, for his son, Ubito Yaktanim. He can make an error for them. Whether they're masking to the Erev Tchumim, whether they're not masking to the Erev Tchumim, you could do it for them. Now you're like the Bailam over them. You can make the error for them. If you want them tomorrow to walk with you, you're allowed to make now an Erev Tchumim for them that they could walk out also. Yes. Rashi says, Ayodah means Bishvilon. That you're allowed to make an Erev Tchumim for your son and for your Shivcha Saknanis. If you have a Neved Ivri in your house, or a Shivch Ivris, then you can't make an Erev without their Das. If you have older children in the house, you can't make an Eruv Etchum for them without asking them. You can't make one for your wife either. You have to ask them. Since they have their own Das, they're not Dafka Nichne after you. So therefore, maybe the Shabbos, they don't want to walk the side, the Erev you're making. You're making the Erev on Mizrach side. They don't want to walk tomorrow Mizrach. They'd rather walk Marav side. So they don't want your Erev. Therefore, it's called the Chav for them. So unless they tell you, Beferish, they want the Erev, you're not allowed to make the Erev for them. Hey, so Ishtoy and Benoy HaGadolim, you can't make an Erev for them unless they're asking. You have to get their Rishus. The Martan Yidduch, another Brisa says, Lo Yarev Odom Ayidei Benoy Ubite HaGadolim. It's good. You can't make the Rubit Chumim for your older son. For Lo Yaidei Avdei B'Shifchas Yivrim. Not at the Eved Yivri Yishivchim. For Lo Yaidei Ishtoi. Ela Midaiton. Avo Marav Hu Ayidei Avdei B'Shifchas Kananim. But if you have an Eved Kanani, he's Mamish Botli. Yes, do whatever you want. Therefore, you can make an error for him that he should be able to walk the same way you're going tomorrow also. Vayidei Benoi Ubiti Yaktanim. Bein Ledaiton, Bein Shlo Ledaiton. So Mamish is a Raya, the same price at the same Alochon. Mifnei, what's the reason? She yodon ki yodoi. They're like tofu bottle to you. Their hand is like your hand. Like wherever they do, wherever you go, they go. So therefore, you can make an error for them. V'chulon she'irvu, the ear of Aleihem Rabbon, is Yotzim Bishel Rabban. Now, in any case that Shirvu, they made their own Eruv, but the Rabban, the Odin, also made an Eruv for them, is Yotzim Bishel Rabban. Then they have to go after the Ruach, the side that the Odin made, the Master made. Chutz, a Chutz Manisha, accept an Isha. Because Nisha could be Meicha. An Isha could say, no, I don't want the Eruv you made for me. Don't do me no Tavis. I'd rather go the other way. So therefore, an Isha doesn't have to go after a husband's Eruv that he made without asking God. For at the Gemara, was mashma, only an Isha like it say no. But anybody else, even Benoi Gedolim, or else Neved Ivri, if the Odin made an Eruv for them one side, they have to listen to the Odin's Eruv, even though they made the own Eruv the other way. That's the kasha for at the Gemara. Isha maishano. Why is Nisha differently? Omar Rabba, Isha b'chol d'domelo enech nami. It's not only a sworn Nisha. It means anybody like an Isha. There was the b'noi yobita gadalim. If you have older children, so their hand is not like your hand. They're not nimsha. They don't have to do what you do. Therefore, if you make an Erev one way, and they make an Erev another way, avada, they go boss of their own Erev. They're allowed to walk their tchum the way they made it. That's the right that Isha is loved after Nisha. It means anybody like an Isha. In other words, an Eved Ivri and a B'nai Abite Gedolim. Rashi says, Isha Maishana, me Eved Ivri and B'nai Abite Gedolim. They're the same thing. Tertzai Nechonami, it means like anybody like an Isha. Yeah. So now, what was the reason it said why? The Bryce said, Mevnei Shechel Limchis. Said by the Isha, the reason why the Isha has a right to use her own Erev, even though her husband made an Erev for her the other way, is because she could be Meicha. If she wants it, she could say, no, I don't want your Erev. So, Churitza Diyak, Taima Demichi. Why is it no good? Only because she spoke out, I don't want your Erev. I'm not Nicha with the Erev you made for me. Then it's no good. Hostoma Nofik Bidabailo. But Mashpah, if the husband tells his wife, Ishno, I made an Erev with Chumma for you, and she stopped, kept quiet, she didn't see anything, Mina. Minastam, that's also good for the wife. The wife has a right to use it, and vice versa, she has to use it. And Rashi says, let's Rashi your stomach. The ishtik, she kept quiet. The ruach acheres namalo irva, and it frustrates on the case where she did not make her own erev tchumim. So in the case where she stam kept quiet, didn't say anything, then we say she does go boss her husband's erev. So the Gemara, her stomach, not of the bailo. For the Gemara, no, what the Tony Rashi, the Rashi says, elamidaitam. It's mashmi, you have to ask them. Only if they say yes, we want to use Yerub, then it's good. Midaitam, they have to be maskim, they have das, they agree. Mashmer, if they don't agree, it's no good. So stam means they don't say anything, just keep quiet. Mashmer, stam keeping quiet is no good. So the more my love, the amriin, lechura, midaitam means they have to say yes. So chutz a kashan you, stam, but stam keep quiet, that's not saying yes. So the more loy, my ele midaitam, what does it mean? They have to agree. The ishtiku, I'll tell you, even if they keep quiet, keeping quiet is also enough. Only when they say no, we don't want Yeriv, then tak it's not chal. But Kozman, they don't speak out and say no, even a wife, and even the older sons, and even an Eved Ivri, they go after the husband, the master's Eriv. So, for the Makasha, Ivor Kulon Sheirvu, the Eriv Alehem, Rabban, the less Bryce was in the case where all of these people made their own Eriv. And the Odin also made an Erev. Face the B'nai Gedolim made their own Erev, and the father made their own Erev. The Eved Ivri made his own Erev, and the master made his own Erev. Still it says, Yotzim B'shal Rabban. They'll go out with the Rabban. Ustamhu. And this Chur is the case of Stam. Uketoni. The Bryce says, Chutz Menisha. The Leinavki. That the wife does not go out with the husband's Erev. The Chur, why not? The Chur here, the wife didn't say no. She just kept quiet. It's minastam. And still the Brisa says, chutz manisha, nisha's eriv, Isha does not go out with the husband's eriv. Why? Because she didn't say no. If you're telling me now, if the husband makes an eriv tchuma for the wife, and she just keeps quiet, she doesn't say anything, it's good, so why here is it different? And the Gemara poshet, Omar Rava, kivon shirvu, so we're talking about here, the wife made her own eriv. She made an eriv to go mizrach side. And now the husband comes home and says, you know what, I made an eriv for you to go marav. So even though she keeps quiet, this is the biggest raya that she's not nicha, she doesn't want the husband's Erev. Because she just got finished making her own Erev to go Mizrach, to go the east side. Now the husband comes home and says, you know what, I made an Erev for you to go Marav. So pshita, that's called a michoi. That's called like the wife is saying, no, I don't want to use your Erev. So that's the halacha. That if the wife says no, she has the right to say no. An oldest son and an Eved Ivri could say no. But if the husband comes home and says, I made an Erev, and they stam keep quiet, shtik is koidor, and that's called minastam, then the Erev is chal for them. Now, we're talking about a case where the father was mezakrit for them, like, so they own it now. Yeah. So that's the Mishnah. Kamahu shiuroi mosin shtei sudis. So saying now to make a rubei tchumim, every person has to put down a mosin shtei sudis. And here it's the most chomer de gavin. The most food you have to have is for a rubei tchumim. For the rubei chatzeris, we said you only have to have the size of a groigris. Mamish is a little bit more than a kezayis for each person. Here by rubei tchumim, if you want to be able to walk chutz tchum on Shabbos, you have to put out there mosin shtei sudis. L'chol echad v'echad. Every person that wants to walk out, he has to have mosin shtei sudis outside there. Remeya says how much food, what kind of suda, a suda that you eat in the middle of the weekday, and not the suda you eat on Shabbos. And the Gemara will explain that they're going to Kula now, that Remeya holds people eat more on Shabbos than they eat in the middle of the week. So therefore we go to Kula for you, easier for you, that you only have to put down enough food of suda you eat in the middle of the week. We have Yudu Roimeh, L'Shabbos L'Lechur. If you don't know, the same Svara, that we're going to Kula, but he holds people eat more in the middle of the week than they eat on Shabbos. So therefore, how much is the sudas you have to have? It's the sudas of Shabbos. Because that's a lesser bashir. And they both have svarah to go to Kula. So Rashi learns pshat that Rabbi Yehuda holds kivon the b'Shabbos soyit sholosh sudas and uechel harba b'chol suda. Rashi learns pshat, since on Shabbos you eat three meals, so therefore each meal you don't eat that much. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds in the middle of the weekday you only eat two meals. So therefore, you eat more on the two meals in the middle of the weekday than you eat the three meals on Shabbos. Therefore, what's called Moshin Stei Sudas? How much you eat for Shabbos? That's the way Rashi learns. I think the Mira learns Pshat. The Pshat is, as says Emes, that on Shabbos, people eat less meat than they eat in the middle of the weekday. But in the middle of the weekday, you come to sit supper. The supper is a piece of meat. That's the Ikka. But on Shabbos, you have challah, and you have an entree, and you have soup. And then by the time you come to the main dish, already you're full already. So nice, how much meat do you actually have? You have less meat on Shabbos than you have in the middle of the weekday. So that's the Yudhi Shita, that the Ika Suda, you eat more time in the middle of the weekday of the real food than you eat on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, you eat a lot of goodies, a lot of hors d'oeuvres, beginning before you get to the Suda. You're full already by the time you get, especially if you have the Kiddush and Shul. By the time you come home ready, you have no kechus to eat anymore. So the Suda you eat on the weekday, the Miri says, Amol could be more than the Suda you have on Shabbos. Therefore, Yehuda goes the kulu to say the mazon is the mazon shtei sudis of Shabbos. So the Mishnah says the zev zev mischavon and lahokel. They're both going the kula, the less of a shear of the two sudis. We have Yechon ben Brucher right there. He says different shear. What's called the shear of mazon shtei sudis? It has to be mikikar of a bread, but punyin, that you pay a punyin, not how much you pay for it. Midalit soin the seller, that four saw of soin of it cost the seller. That's how big this bread has to be. So Rashi learns. There's a lot of cheshbonis here. We're not going to go through all the cheshbonis here. But the Kitzur Rashi says, Kikar halakech min hanachnam bepunyin. You go to the baker and you give him a punyin. That's a coin. Kishinim korin, when the bread is sold, arba soin the seller. Really, if you buy four saws worth of this bread, it costs you a seller. So Rashi says, has to sakotaitich chatzikav. That's the shear. How much is called shtei sudis? Half of a kav. Heavy shtei sudis. So half of a kav, that's the shear of shtei sudis. That's Rabbi Yechon Mabruk Ashir. We have Yishimon Aymer, Shtei Yodas the Kikar, no, 2/3 of a bread, Mishalish the Kav, that three breads make up a Kav. So he holds, Rashi says, Yishim is Mamayit Mishir, he holds a little bit less. The Yoyma Tisha Sudais Yesh the Kav. One Kav has 6 Sudis. Hey, so Rabbi Yechon Mabruk holds that a Kav has 4 Sudis. Therefore he says, 2 Sudis is a Chati Kav. Reb Shimon is more makel and says, no, in a kav of bread, you have 9 sudas. Therefore, if you break up the kav into 3 loaves of bread, so each loaf of bread then has 3 sudas to it. And if you need 2 sudas, that's 2/3 of 1 loaf of bread. So that's what Reb Shimon is saying. Reb Shimon Aymer, shtei yodis, means 2/3, the kikra of the bread, mishalosh the kav. That 3 of these breads make up a kav. So in the kav he holds, you have 9 sudas. So therefore, take this one bread, which has 3 sudis, and 2/3 of the bread, that's 2 sudis. Now, the Mishnah, chatiayo, half of this shear is the beis hamenuga. Beis hamenuga, that means if you have a house that has a neg in the house. So the house has tumah. There's a loch, if you walk into the house, it's metame you. A loch is, though, what about the clothing you're wearing? The clothing you're wearing only becomes tumah if you stay in the house a shear that it takes you to eat a certain amount of bread. That's called chatziayim. Here for the shear, how much bread you'll eat for one sudam, if you just wait in the house that length, let's say it takes 2 minutes, 3 minutes, if you just wait in the house 2 or 3 minutes, then we say the clothing that you're wearing also becomes tummy. That's the chiddush of the Torah by Beis HaMenuga. If you have a house that has a negah, if you walk into the house, you become tummy right away. But your clothing don't become tummy unless you wait there a little bit. Waiting is a shear, how long it takes you to eat a half of matzah shtei sudis, which is, according to Reb Shimon, it's a third of the loaf of bread, and according to Reb Yochanan, it's a little bit bigger.